Coming up, it's lightning fill in the blank, but first it's time to hear how Carl does with some more voices from the week's news. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. You can send an email to waitwait@npr.org. You can also go to our website at waitwait.npr.org, where you can play this week's quiz, hear archive shows, and find out about attending our weekly live shows right here at the Chase Auditorium in Chicago. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, I'm Shanti from Fremont.
Hey, Shanti, how are you?
I'm doing great.
Fremont is in the beautiful Bay Area, is it not?
Right.
Yeah, what do you do there?
I'm an engineer here.
Of course you are. Does that mean you're incredibly wealthy?
Well, I'm reasonably well-to-do.
Well, then.
Cha-ching.
There, she's honest. She's all right. She's upfront about that. Well, Shanti, it's nice to have you with us. You're going to play Who's Carl This Time? Carl Castle is going to read you three quotes from the week's news. If you can correctly identify or explain two of them, you'll win our prize. Carl Castle's voice in your home answering machine.
Sounds good.
All right, here we go. Here is your first quote.
Where finding a job is job one.
So that slogan really ticked off a certain company when it was invented by a website a little while ago. But after an announcement this week that the company is cutting 30,000 workers from the roles, they might as well put that on their stationery. What's the company?
It's either General Motors or Ford. I'm trying to think which one.
Pick one.
Ford.
Right, very good. Big problem, the company says, is that they just can't sell enough of their famous SUVs anymore. Apparently, the all-important SUV market of narcissist jerks has shrunk significantly. Mainly, and this is the irony, because of rollover accidents in SUVs. The new plan is to provide Americans with smaller, economical, well-designed cars they really want, which means that the new Ford workforce will consist of 50 guys who 24/7 swap the nameplates on new Kias. Can I tell a Ford story?
Yeah, go ahead.
Years ago, friends of mine had a Mercury Lynx, which is a Ford Escort, and it just gave them all kinds of terrible problems. It was constantly breaking down, and I was constantly driving, picking them up, and they finally were like, we got to get rid of this car. So they got rid of the car, they traded it in for some tiny amount of money and drove off with a new car. As they were driving out of their lot, they looked back into the car that they had just gotten rid of, exploded. And spontaneously burst into flames. True story. All right, very good, Shanti. Here's your next quote.
I'm begging them on my hands and knees. I need it. I have to have it. I'll give up my booze. I'll give up my porn. But please, for the love of God, don't take it away.
That was from a blogger on a site called GOPNess, one of the many people responding to a legal decision that might take away what very addictive communications device?
BlackBerry?
Yes, BlackBerry.
Okay.
The ubiquitous handheld email devices, which are to movers and shakers what cocaine was in the 1980s. are in danger of extinction.
And they have a similar effect on your grammar.
Apparently. A few years ago, a rival company won a patent infringement case against the makers of BlackBerry, and this week the Supreme Court refused to hear an appeal, meaning that someday soon the system could be turned off, and millions of VIPs will have to start actually speaking to people after first attempting, in a sad and pathetic reflex, to type on their friends' faces.
the CrackBerry.
All right, very good, Shanti. Here is your last quote.
I haven't seen it. I'll be glad to talk about ranching, but I haven't seen the movie. I've heard about it. I hope you go, I hope you go back to the ranch and the farm is what I was about to say.
That was President Bush's tortured response this week when a student questioner asked him if he had seen what?
Oh, great. I plan to see this movie this weekend. It's Brokeback Mountain.
Yes, indeed. It was a generally friendly crowd that turned out to see the president at Kansas State University this week, but I think we can now be sure that the questions he got were not pre-approved. Apparently, the president was unprepared for the question about the successful gay cowboy movie, so surprised, in fact, that he was completely deserted by any coherent thought. Scott McClellan later clarified the president's remark, which you heard Carl recreate. McClellan said, quote, "The student indicated he was a rancher. The president was simply saying he hopes he goes back to the ranch. Ranchers and farmers are an important part of our society."
Yes, that's what the president was saying.
That's what the president was saying.
And he ended his response with, "I wish I could quit this and get out of here."
I think the real question...
Please help me.
The question is when are we going to see him in a cowboy hat again?
They've got a pup...
Good point. Probably not till after the Oscars.
They have a pup tent at Camp David. So.
Carl, how did Shanti do on our quiz?
Shanti had 3 correct answers. Peter, Shanti, you win our prize. Congratulations.
Thank you. I love you.
Very well done. Thanks for calling, Shanti.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.